Eurozone finance ministers have agreed to a modicum of debt relief for struggling Greece, but there is division on the exact reforms required to hit fiscal targets. The Eurogroup has met to assess how far the country has advanced with reforms before the next tranche of loans are released. A second review looking at potential changes to Greek labour reform is still ongoing. Once the second review of the programme is completed, and one way or another it will be completed, things will get better. We'll see an improvement in the investment environment, QE, a return to the financial markets. In a couple of years, we'll feel this in our pockets. But don't get any ideas about prosperity. The ECB believes that the 3.5% target for the budget surplus, excluding debt servicing costs, is achievable within the bailout time frame. Melina Tuktido is our correspondent in Athens.
Well, in this case, I would say the devil is in the numbers, a very specific number in particular. I'm talking about the commitment of a 3.5% primary surplus in the medium term, which means at least until 2021. Why is this a problem? Because numbers are very hard to manipulate. It is totally different to say, I will reform my economy, I will become more competitive, I will return to sustainable finances, like the memorandums have been saying until now. There are many ways to go around and find alternatives to achieve these goals, but a 3.5% surplus says that even if the economy grows as fast as the government hopes, still the state will be sucking in more revenue than it gives out.